You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with your baby boy Prince Rara. I have a rather interesting guest today. He's a Francophone rapper who has a multitude of skills. He's a rapper, singer, author, and director. In 2019, he collaborated with Choro Guapo and released the EP Susceptible to Life, which landed the duo in the semi-finals on the 23rd edition of Francoconvert. And for those who don't know Le Francoconvert, it's a platform for French-speaking Canadian artists to perform and also for them to present their compositions. He released his 15-track mixtape, Bonjour High, this year. Let me introduce you to none other than David Campana. Welcome to Know the Culture. How are you going?
I'm fine. What a presentation that was. Thank you.
Of course. No worries at all. Congrats.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, for sure. And congrats. You got a two-month-old. Is that... That's right.
What exactly? Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I'm a daddy from a 2 month old baby. Yeah, beautiful baby.
That's so exciting. It's so strange how, like, now babies are popping up in 2020.
Yeah, I predicted it. Like, I made a song during the COVID when it started, and I said, like, on my track, there's going to be a lot of babies in 9 months.
All right. That's so crazy.
Yeah, there's enough babies. COVID baby, we name it.
Yeah. Exactly. So how did this year, wrap up this year for me? How did it go for you, and what's going to happen for you for the holiday season?
It's really weird because, like, we know that life is like a journey, you know, like every day is different, you know, and like sometimes you have to adapt, like, but you have plans. And we had plans, but we had to really, like, readjust our plan when everything shut down, mm-hmm. because we're supposed to launch the album Bonjour High on April, and we had a chance to perform on a festival that had to be on June. So we all planned that the album was supposed to come out on April, and we had the show to defend the album, you know, but everything shut down. So we had to manage, and this year was really like adapting to each day, because every day it was a change. Every day something has changed. Every day something we had to manage the way we're gonna talk about the album, the way we're gonna put it out, because we cannot perform anymore. We cannot go make a video clip. We have to make animation. So this year was really like about adapting to the situation at an everyday period. Like, but it was good for us because we are a new label named Hydrophonic, that is a branch of Antica, that is a really big label in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And Hydrophonic was new from this year, so they had to manage all kind of new problems, you know, like things that no other label seen before. So I think it's good for us because we're ready for everything. And now for the rest, for the holiday season, we're going to take a little pause to set 2021. And there's a lot of projects for 2021, but I think we're going to go at the same pace. So every day we need to adapt, because maybe the government is going to say, yes, the festival are open, so we can, like, prepare ourselves to perform again. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to have to wait, so we're going to have to adapt and see how creating new ways of promoting your music, new ways of getting your name out there, and, you know, live from music. That's my dream. That's my goal. So it's always that. So with the label, we're working on that path.
And I can see that you definitely have a passion for it, and you're a very creative guy. And that's what, like, you know, came out, you know, to me when I saw, like, you, when I came across your art, and also, like, your page as well. Like, you know, you're very colorful, and I could see that in the in the video clips as well that you guys have had. And there's one that you guys that you did with Frankie Faye. How did that come about? Like, how did you guys come together? And when did that happen?
No, but you talked about the Francouvert in 2019, and that's where we really had to meet each other, because I knew Frankie Faye for a long time, because I was collaborating with another group that I suggest you to listen to. It's Go Gang. They're from Montreal. They're really good. They're really nice. And when we started, we knew each other. They asked me to go in a show, and I met Frankie Faye at that show. And I really liked his style, so I was like, yo, we need to collaborate one time, and etc. But that was back in 2000. 17.
Oh, so life wow.
So life goes by, and we participate at Le Pan Couvert together. Okay. And with his group, he has a group named OGB.
Okay.
And it's a really like a new modern jazz hip hop because they mix trap and jazz. It's really good.
Nice.
I suggest you to listen to it.
Yep.
And we participate at Le Pan Couvert, and I was like, damn, that would be so nice for two people from the Vancouver to, you know, manage to get like a featuring together, even if we were in competition. Mm-hmm. It's not a competition, it's a music journey, you know, it's a music life, you know. So at the end of the day, even when we're in competition, we love music. So I just asked him, I was like, yo, Frankie, it's been a long time, what's up? I have this track, I can send it to you. Like, if you want to hop in, just tell me, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked the track, and he was like, yeah, go for it, or let's go to the studio. So we end up to the studio, and we create this piece, like, together at the studio with Novanji Tune, three producers that working in France, and they were in Quebec for 1 year, so we had this strength. And we did it, and it's so nice because, as I said, we were in competition, and now we're making music together. And
yes,
that's what life is, you know. Like real life is just making your passion out of the way. Of course, there's a contest, there's the ranks. You know, he has more stream, or I have more stream, or blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, we're just musicians and artists, and we love music, and he's so talented, and I like what he's doing, and I guess he likes what I'm doing, so
yeah,
we just did it, and it was a really good idea.
Yeah, and that's what's cool about it, because you guys can work together, and you guys can leverage off each other's like fan base as well. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool, especially for here in Montreal, and it's quite a it's like a pop hip hop sort of banger that you guys have got together with that particular song. And I think that's cool for people to hear that in Montreal, and you know, and represent the city.
Oh, because it's a mix between French, English, and it's really Montreal. And
exactly,
yeah, we're really proud because it's a new sound, and people from like even friends of mine from France really like the track, and starting to get the name out there that Montreal is a city for music. It was, but now I think we're getting more attention than before, and it's great to really participate in that.
Now, I have to ask you, because you say, look, you're a rapper, singer, author, and director. Now, what came first, rapping, singing, or writing books? Tell me how did this come about, and have to explain everything, even the directing, please, the platform's yours.
It started by singing. When I was young, my mom really started putting me in singing. She wanted me to go in the Grégory Charles Chorale in Montreal, and it was really part of my family when I was young, like really Michael Jackson, Lucky Dubé, Bob Marley. You know, I grew up in those kind of singers, and I sang in church too. I was in a chorale for about like 5 years.
Okay.
And that was come first, but I really like never thought about becoming a singer because it was for me it was impossible at the time.
Okay.
And after that, because I was young, you know, when you're young, you go into school, like it's like being a singer, it's like you don't get money, you won't get a job, etc. So I was like, this is just a dream. I won't be able to do it. And I went to Quebec City to go study, and I met this guy that was a fan of French rap. And he told me one time, just come to my place, blah, 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 etc. I'm going to show you some tracks. And he showed me a track that I really like. It's Kerry James, Allons Voir du Show Business with Charles Aznavour. And that track really changed my life because I listened to the track, I listened to the lyrics. It made me cry because it was so intense.
Yeah.
The guy's come from the ghetto, and he works so hard to get to his dream.
Wow.
And he's not shy of being outside of the show business. The track name is A l'ombre du show business, so in the shadow of show business.
Okay.
And I really felt that it's connected to me because I was like, I don't want to be only a pop star. I want to be an artist. And making music is like, every time it's like, if you're singing, you're going to go with a pop star. And I didn't like the image of it. And when I saw Kerry James, I was like, you can't be a singer without being that type of singer and be someone that's holding onto something, you know? And
yep.
That really inspired me. So rap came second.
Okay.
And after that, to make my rap, you know, seen by people, I met one guy, we made a group together, and we started making our own videos. So I started directing, and I started designing scenarios and everything. And now me and my girlfriend, we're doing our own video clips. And
oh wow,
yeah, and that's how directing came to me. At first, I wanted to just make videos for my own career, and after that, it became like I was good, so I started a company about that, and I started making money to invest in my music and to order singing, rapping, and directing. You know?
Wow. Okay. Nice. Okay.
Long journey. It's a really long journey.
yeah. No, it sounds like a handful. It sounds really cool. Also, you guys, I just want to talk about the song that you did with Pierre Cruz. Paki Baile.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was actually filmed here in Montreal. I thought it was like somewhere in France or something like that. Like it was wicked. Yeah, and then like it was down at McGill at the tennis courts or something like that. No, soccer. Yeah. I was like, wait, what the hell? I was like, wait, I'm being there. This is not France. That's amazing. When did this collaboration come about? And like, how did that happen?
Pierre Cruz is a really nice guy. You should invite him. Shout out to Pierre Cruz. He's a really nice guy. He just I launched my album and he just contacted me by Instagram and he told me like, I'm doing Latin music in Montreal. I really like your music. Your album inspired me. I got my album's coming like in 2 months, and I have this track. I feel that you can do something on it. I know you never did reggaeton before, but I like your vibe. You have a great voice. So he sent me the track and he told me like, if you like the track, tell me if you wanna join me on that. It's I know you don't speak Spanish. He told me like every sense of the lyrics, etc. And I just listened to the beat and I was like, oh my god, this is beautiful. This is a beautiful track. And I just like did the track the day he sent it to me. And I sent it back and he's like, this is fire, so blah blah blah. He put it down, and when we met each other, because we didn't meet, it was COVID. So everything was by message and Instagram. So when COVID like starts to slow down, I'm about the end of June and restaurant opened back, we met each other and we talked about the clip, and he sent me some ideas he had, and I really dig into the idea. I was like, okay, I know what we're gonna do. And we work with my team, somebody bring the idea of filming at Square Victoria, because it's the only exit of metro that look like France, so nobody's gonna know that we're in Montreal. And that's why you felt it, and I'm so happy that you felt it, because that was the goal. We wanted to make this song so international that even when people look at the video, they don't know exactly where it is.
Yeah,
that's how we did it. And we worked with Andres Anton as the film filmmaker. He was the camera and I directed the clip. And it was hard, seriously, it was hard because the rain came by. We had to manage, like you see the movie at that time, there's rain, but we had to go film under the rain, and we're not Hollywood, you know, it's not like plan and everything. We really filmed into the rain. So it was really like a nice shooting. I'm really proud of that that clip we put out. And from that, like, we're collaborating on another track, and I think it's really like for the future, Pierre and me, we're gonna collaborate a lot of times, because I really like him, I really like his vibe. And it's like Frankie said, you know, we're connecting everybody from different scenes, and we're creating this new culture of hip-hop, French hip-hop, but from Montreal, you know, French hip-hop. Why French hip-hop? Because it's not half français is in France, you know. French hip-hop is in Montreal, because we mix English and French, you know. And my next goal is, to me, I would like to collaborate with the Toronto artists. I want to Montreal and Toronto to stop this barrière, you know, this
blockage
up between each other. I want the door to be open. Dag Zoya already did it with Prince, I think, or Angel from Toronto.
Okay.
It, but it's English, you know?
Okay. French and English. Yes.
Yeah, because I felt that we're in Canada, we need to put that culture of Montreal out there, and Toronto is already out there, and I don't know why we're not collaborating with each other, and it's just a matter of time. But by doing those kind of collaboration, like Latin music and French music, people are looking at us. They're like, oh, wow, where is this place? Montreal has a lot of...
Yes.
culture. That's nice, man.
That's what I was thinking too. Sorry to cut you off, but that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, like he's a Spanish, like a reggaeton.
Exactly.
And then you're like a Quebecois. And exactly. You know what I mean? It only happens in Montreal that I know of in this end of the world. So I think that's amazing in itself. And it needs to be celebrated 100%. I think if Toronto were to hear, you know, that, and then they'd be like, oh, shit, okay.
You know what I mean?
You know?
Like, why Drake isn't featuring with Loud, you know? Like, why?
It could be
a magnificent track, you know? Like, for me, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is just a totally random question. Now, if you were to change the industry, what would you change?
Wow. there's a lot of things, but the main thing I would say, I think, is just the cultural barrier. I don't know how to say barrier in English, but like blockage or cultural.
Like the
barrier, yeah, I think it's the name. I felt that in Quebec, there's too much this thinking about French music, English music, and there's not such a disc in the world, you know, like, there's music, that's it, and language is just how you transfer your emotion in words, but at the end of the day, the real language in music is melody, and if the melody is catching everybody, it won't be, like, problem of language, you know, and I feel that if there's too much of that, you're bringing down the culture because you're blocking people's mind, you're blocking people's art love. There's so much good artists in English that maybe doesn't want to featuring with French artists because they have this thing that, like, if I'm featuring with a French artist, he's gonna get my fan base, but I'm not gonna get his, because in French music they don't really to listen to English music, so I'm gonna participate in that. But at the end of the day, it's just a power for us for being in a world where those two languages are working together.
Exactly.
French and English are the one most talking language in the world, with Spanish and Mandarin. And I don't know why we cannot just enjoy the fact that we're living in a country or a province that where there's those two languages so strong, and we can collaborate to make a new kind of music, and everybody like it. Everybody's trying to do it. In France, they're using English words, and
exactly.
It's just a matter of time. The thing I would change, if I was a master in the industry, I would just, like, put some music in the radio with French, English, mixing together, but with local artists. Not thinking, I already did it, but they take, you know, really known American music and they ask for a French guy to do the verses and the chorus stay the same, so it's like the same track, but just with French art. But this is not just an art piece from Montreal. It's just you take a known song and you change the lyrics. That's not, you're supposed to take local artists and make a track and put it on the radio, and certainly new tracks, like modern tracks that are from modern artists. It's not normal that there's so much artists in Montreal, but nobody is living from the art.
Yes.
That's a problem for me.
Exactly. And this is actually just perfect for my next question, because now French is your first language. And do you feel more confident in singing and rapping in French? And because we live in Montreal, do you ever have that urge that you may want to rap it or sing in English? And then, you know, will it be less meaningful for you if you were to rap in English or sing in English?
Like a little bit. When I start my solo career, it was like in 2016.
Okay.
I met this producer from Guadeloupe.
Okay.
Named RP, and I worked with him, and he was like, "Yo, with your voice, your tone, you should, like, aim to the stage, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
If we're working together, I need you to sing only in English." So I did a mixtape, complete mixtape, then in my MPB, my notebook, completely in English. But the thing is, you know, my English is okay, but like, I'm not considering myself as an English person. And art is something that I really felt like it's part of yourself. And myself, I was born French. My father is French. My mother is Asian. So I grew up in French. Yeah, I learned English and I really love English music, man. That's why my French music is really full with English words. But singing completely in English for me was kind of like denying some part of myself. And I wasn't like you said, I wasn't like that confident about talking about those tracks, you know, to people and explain them, because it was only in English. And I was like, I want to be known for what I am truly. And I changed everything. In 2017, I met this guy named Impress. He's a really big known producer in Montreal. And I started rapping in French when I started to meet with Shoto and everything. And he told me, like, what's your name or artist? And I told him AZC. He was like, this is Charles' name. I need, like, your real name. And I was like, my real name is David Campana. He's like, you have the name.
Yeah.
You change your name. And I changed everything. I was like, okay. So I became me. David Campana is a French artist from Montreal.
Yeah.
He's from French family. He speaks two languages because he's from a bilingual place.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. But he's a French artist. So I wanted to be fully confident of what I'm doing and what I'm promoting. I wanted to be proud. So I was like, I cannot promoting songs that I have a distance from it because it's another language. So I just start back rap in French and go back to what I'm truly am. And I think that was a really good idea. And yeah, I think it's normal for an English artist in Montreal to sing in English, even if he speaks French.
Yeah.
Because he was born in an English environment. And for a French artist, I think it's better for him to sing in French because he's from a French environment. If your French language is English, I think you'll be more à l'aise in English.
Definitely believe that. It's so true. It's coming to that time at the end of the interview because I couldn't actually talk with you for the whole day and ask you a whole bunch of questions, but I'm running a bit out of time.
Okay,
and I want you to be able to plug in all how people can follow you, where they can listen to the mixtape and all your upcoming music. Can you please, the platform is all yours. You let us know exactly what's happening for
you
for the future, and plug in your where they can follow and also your mixtape.
First of all, much love to you, CGLO, for your interview. Thanks for inviting me. So I'm David Campana. You can find me everywhere with David Campana, YouTube, Deezer, iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere. And Instagram is right, David Campana. You're probably gonna find me too. Yeah, a new project coming down, some clips are already put it out. My album is already out. Bonjour, hi. David Campana everywhere. And thank you again, Prince, for inviting me. And
of course,
it was really nice.
Of course, and definitely you're most welcome to come back to the show anytime you want. Absolutely awesome, guys. You got to go ahead and follow David Campana on Facebook, and that's DAV Campana, CAMPANA, and on IG, and listen to his mixtape Bonjour Hi on all major streaming platforms. You're right here on CJLO 1690 AM, and you're listening to Know the Culture with Prince Rara.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Faut que je suive la rivière, je vois tous les rivages, yeah. Si tu me cherches, t'auras qu'à suivre les civières que je laisse dans mon sillage. Ah yeah, killing shit, rien de comme mes tripes pour me diriger. Je reste bien haut comme un dirigeable, j'avais donné ma langue mais j'ai tiré le chat.
On est
là,
on est là, on est dans le move like that. On est dans, on est dans, on est dans, on est dans, on est dans. On est là, on est là, on est là pour sa main. On est dans, on est dans, on est dans, on est dans.
ma date, 3-4 patates, assis à table dans mon assiette. Faire que des frappes, mon nom faut taf. Je prends une taf, je suis loin de la sieste. Loin du ciel en bas de l'échelle, dédication purge ma haine. La route est belle, relève ta tête. C'est pas nouveau qu'on est dans l'air.
Je te changerai parfaite comme tu es. Non, je veux pas t'y changer, point. Je t'y change pas pour rien au monde. Je dérange pas, je joue une pawn. Toi et moi, c'est pas juste pour jouer. La dernière fois que je t'ai vu, t'appeler. Oups, j'étais dans le sky. Y'a quoi? Liquide qui danse sur moi, c'était wild. La tête qui tourne, ça fait mal. Allez, je changerai pas.
Je change pas. Allez, je changerai pas.
Je te veux juste comme ça.
Allez, je changerai pas.
Je change pas.
Je t'y veux juste comme ça.
Allez, je changerai pas.
Yeah. Je change pas.
Je t'y veux juste comme ça.
Allez, je changerai pas.
You're listening to CJLL 1690 AM in Montreal. And this is Nota Culture with Prince Rara.
Là, j'avoue, tu me donnes l'impression que j'ai mon élégance.
Et puis non pas qu'est paille, t'es fini ou t'es paille. Je veux savoir ce que tu penses, yeah. En amour c'est bien la saison, à la fin de ses dates, yeah. Campana le snow criminal.
Pino pino baile. Si ya sentiste la presión, entonces caile, yeah.
Je t'avoue j'suis pas dans mes corazons. J'ai stress qui calor. Faut que tu m'enseignes comment tu fais bouger le corps. Je semble fort. Des fois c'est dur de te voir à vous, c'est top. But I need you on the floor right now. Donne-moi tant des cours, je te suis fantin.
Je te sais plus petit monde like that. C'est même des chances de prendre ton cœur en main. Que faire pour que tu danses, baby? Je fais preuve de patience. J'avoue, je me suis fait violence et fait. Je te veux comme une avance. Déjà fait une avance sur la route de tes vacances. T'es... Tu sais que j'ai pas le corps. Est-ce que tu connais le love? C'est pour ça que tu m'ignores. Pourtant t'es balade, bitch, à poutée dans le club.
Il vient en vague.
Je m'en tous les soirs. Pas sur la map, c'est pas grave, c'est pas le vrai motif, voilà. J'ai le talent, j'ai la voix, j'ai la vibe et c'est mine. Je vous effraie tous avec la famille, on est là. Yeah, le temps qui passe, pratiquement R&B tous les soirs. Yeah, pas sur la map, c'est pas grave, c'est pas le vrai motif, voilà. J'ai le talent, j'ai la voix, j'ai la vibe et c'est mine. Je vous effraie tous, effraie, c'est familier, fin de là. 7000 mon art sur le mind. Diamant enterré sous l'arbre. Le texte à travers, je vous parle. On met en map, en objectif et de taille. Maman, j'aime pas quand tu cries. Je veux tout faire, je veux tout voyage. Je veux remplir le nid à table. Mon jeu, c'est pas nice. La lune qui se cache, tout m'ampule dans mon mind. C'est pur, pas de table. Je fume, c'est la base. Du shit, anatélitine ou télégraphe. Mais c'est pour le gros taf. Chaque jour c'est live now. Baby je vais die night. Paranoïaque, not nice. J'vois que tout le monde s'est bad. J'voulais juste gamer à la Nintendo. J'vais dehors toute ma life. Timon dans le bendo, on avait rien d'eau. Sur des life was in my. J'ai posé work le beat, chaque jour le goal c'est pitch. Chaque jour le goal c'est pitch. Chaque jour le goal c'est pitch. Chaque jour le goal c'est pitch.
Chaque jour le goal c'est pitch. Ça c'est trop cher, ça c'est une fête de place. I'm a 7 and 15, 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 I'm a 7 and 15